In her debut novel, Try to Remember, poet Iris Gomez explores the challenges young Latinas struggle with to stay loyal to their family while becoming independent women in modern American society. In crafting her story, Gomez drew on her own experiences growing up in Miami, Florida, and on her career as an immigration attorney. Try to Remember is a bicultural coming-of-age story.
Gabriella, or Gabby, is a teenager growing up in Miami, and her family feels that they have found the American dream. They bought a house, they're working people, they're legal immigrants, they have green cards. They're low-income people, but they feel like they've made it.
Like Gabby, Iris Gomez immigrated to Miami from Colombia as a child, and she understands the contradiction many young immigrants have to deal with as they try to balance their family's traditional expectations for them with what they want for themselves.
She's expected to stay home and, you know, not to go away to college or, you know, do anything that would betray the family's idea of what it is to be a good daughter. But she does have aspirations and dreams that would take her outside of that world.
Try to Remember is set in Miami in the late 1960s, an era shaped by political and social changes, including new roles for women. But Gomez says many young Latino women are still not able to take advantage of those opportunities.
As I've been going around the country talking about the book, I've been meeting young women who have approached me, other immigrant girls, who say, you know, we're still struggling with some of those same issues today. You know, we don't want to be rebels and betray our families, but we do want to leave home and do interesting and challenging things that maybe our families don't understand because they're still stuck in the old world a little bit.
In the novel, Gabby faces another dilemma. Her father loses his job and starts to lose his mind. Her overwhelmed mother pretends everything is normal, and the family refuses to face the problem. Gomez explains that for many Latino immigrant families, mental illness represents a moral failure, a problem to be hidden.
There are reports of the Surgeon General that only 1 in 11 Latinos with a mental illness, you know, seek a specialist. So it's still a big problem in the society. And in my book, they are afraid of the father losing his green card. And so they try to protect him by keeping him busy at home. So they're hiding themselves also from authorities and agencies that might actually help them.
But Gomez ends Try to Remember on a positive note, as Gabby gains self-confidence, educates herself, and finds the strength to become an independent young woman. Gomez says that reflects her optimism about the future of the young immigrants who believe in the American dream.
I come into contact now with a lot of young immigrants, and I find a lot of hope in their desire to continue to advocate for improvements and, you know, to not hide their issues or their concerns, but, you know, to participate in the society in a democratic way, whatever their legal status. And I think that's a wonderful thing, and it crosses all cultures, and it shows me that there's something of the American dream that is still alive in these young people.
Iris Gomez says her goal as a poet, and now a novelist, is to help people overcome their fears and dream of a better future. She says that's also what she's been working for more than 25 years to achieve as an immigration advocate and attorney. For writer Faisal Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.